欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以查阅更多其他节目哦。We are talking about building new habits， 一起来聊聊培养新的习惯。Start small， 从小处着手。The easiest way to substitute a new habit is by taking the all or nothing approach and going from 0 to 100 in the first few days. Starting small and increasing the frequency and intensity of the habit will make it far easier to sustain in the long term than leaping right in.This is especially the case if you are starting something like a new exercise habit. We're throwing yourself into a rigorous training regime before your hobby and might already could result in injury and set you back more than it helps you. 破坏新习惯最好的方法就是采取全部或者无的方法。在最初的几天里，从零到一百，从小处做起，增强行为的频度和强度，比一上来就全做会更容易养成习惯并坚持下来。尤其是当你养成锻炼身体这样的习惯的时候，在你的身体和心灵做好准备前就投入严格的训练，会让你受伤，那样耽误你的程度会过多的帮助你。Setting the bar low also reduces the likelihood that you get discouraged and drop your hobby because it's too challenging or because you are not making the progress you'd hope you would. Which leads on to the next tip.
把门槛设置的过高，可能会因为太具挑战性了，或者没有像所希望的那样进步而受挫，甚至放弃。把门槛降低一些，会减少这种可能性。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。